Just a few weeks ago, a young man from Memphis, Tennessee, recorded a song on the Sun label. He has a new, distinctive style.
Hit it!
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big cue.
Show Zion.
Here is Elvis.
Rock and roll music, if you like it, and if you feel it, you can't help but move to it.
Yeah, baby!
The best 2 hours of Elvis.
Blue Street Connection. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Won't you show me how to kiss? Put your lips on mine. Do you do it just like this? Tell me I'm doing fine. We got a good thing going now. Take your time. Come on, make it last. Love may be new to you, but ooh, I'm catching on fast. I'm sure love's gonna last. Love may be new to you, but ooh, I'm catching on fast. I'm catching on fast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Blue Suede Connection. I'm Dan.
I'm T.O.
And we are tickled pink, as always, to be here. We are going to do the alternate takes today, baby.
Yes, sir, buddy.
This is one of my, I know I say this a lot, but it's one of my favorite shows to do.
I was going
to
say, you say that every show.
I do, but the alternate takes are always fun because we get to play all the hits, but they sound a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to throw in all those little extras like we just did with I'm Catching on Fast.
Yeah, that's
that
good
was
one.
Like take number 3 or 4 of that song.
Yeah.
And you always say, every time we do one of these alternate shows, or alternate take shows, you'll say, I think they picked the right one.
I trust Elvis.
Every once in a while, though, we do find a gem that's like, man, that's looked pretty cool there.
No, there's lots of fun in the ones that he didn't choose.
Right.
They're worth listening to and whatnot. But.
Well, I hope we find one or two today on the show that folks have never heard before, and I kind of believe we will.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also on the show today, TL, you are going to share, once again, one of our favorite topics, adult beverages.
Oh, yes.
Elvis-inspired cocktails. Now, we've shared some of these in the past, but these are brand new ones today.
I know. We can't wait to have an Elvis party and make them all.
And we're going to have one of those.
Right.
I'm going to share Elvis-inspired songs.
Okay.
He inspired some people to write some songs, and we're going to talk about that today.
All right.
Elvis had certain required items that he always had to have on hand.
Yeah.
In the kitchen, specifically at Graceland.
In the kitchen.
Yes. We're going to talk about that today, and I got help from that one from our friend Patrick Smith.
Oh, okay.
He sent me this list that he had found, and I said, oh, we're going to do that on the show.
If I could guess a few and get them right.
I bet you could.
Yeah.
Weirdest ever Elvis collectibles. People collect some strange things, and we're going to talk about that
potato
as well.
Potato head, Elvis.
I say it all the time, baby. I got lucky when I found you.
MX5, take two.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
me. No rabbit's foot, no lucky star, no magic wishing tree, but I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky
when I call you. Oh, oh, oh. Got no rainbow around my shoulder, no horseshoe on my door, but I got you to hold me tight, and who could ask for more? Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky
when I found you. To tell me that you love me, hurry up and name the day, and then I know that my good luck is really here to stay. Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky
when I found you. So won't you tell me that you love me? Hurry up and name the day, and then I know that my good luck is ready here to stay. Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky
when I found you.
I found you.
Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky when I found you.
This is Lula Ockertree. I listen to the Blue Suede Connection every Wednesday morning. I like it very much.
Forever, my darling, my love will be true. Always and forever, I love only you. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul be forever. My heart's at your command to keep love and to hold. Making you happy is my desire. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you for the rest of my days. I'll never part from you for your loving ways. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul live forever love you.
what she really like, the girl that you see me with, what she really like, the one I'm so dreamy with. Well, let me tell you, she's wonderful, she's marvelous, and she's mine. Talk about her lips are so thrillable, can't describe her kiss in words of one syllable. She's even more than adorable, and what's more above, she's all mine. You're asking if she loves me. Well, you don't know that. You're asking if she'll leave me. Don't make me laugh. What she really like, the girl I go on about. What she really like, the one I'm so gone about. All I can say is she's wonderful, she's marvelous, and she's mine. You're asking if she loves me. Well, you don't know that. You're wondering if she'll leave me. Ha, 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 don't make me laugh. What she really like, the girl I go on about. What she really like, the one I'm so gone about. All I can say is she's wonderful, she's marvelous, and she's mine. Adorable, and she's mine. She's wonderful, and she's mine. She's marvelous.
Now, how different was that?
That was way different.
That was actually take number one. And a lot of these you're going to hear today are first takes.
So that's his first time really messing with the song.
Mm-hmm. And they probably listened back several times and said, maybe we should speed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was thinking as we were listening to it, we know the original version. That's all we know. It's
right.
Like Burning Love, Suspicious Eyes, whatever. We know what we know.
Right.
Now, if one of these alternate versions have been what was embedded into our head from all those years, we might be used to that. And when they play the one we know now, we think, no, no, that first one was much better. That slow version of What She Really Like was much better than that fast version.
Are you saying we're brainwashed?
No, not brainwashed.
What's familiar.
Yeah, what we're familiar with.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Elvis's original.
Well, see, now that one we just played, I kind of like that slow groove.
No, I like it. Yeah. How can you not like it?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Oh, it's Elvis, of course.
Yeah.
And if you like Elvis, I don't know, you know, talk about segues. If you like Elvis out there listening, we want to know about it. And in particularly, we're going to be doing real soon a listener's choice show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we want listeners to call us and don't give us a list of songs. Just pick one. And say who you are and tell us what you'd like us to play on that show.
Yeah, we just really love hearing from you guys. So give us a call at 540-227-0514.
Now, I'm going to ask you to repeat that again so you have 20 seconds to grab any pen or your phone or something to write this number down again. All right, baby. 3, 2, 1.
540-227-0514.
There you go.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day? When I kissed you and called you sweetheart, do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said that the world's a stage, and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why, I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? I went to Hollywood and I made Love Me Tender. And loving you, and loving her, loving whoever I get my hands on at the time, you know.
I will spend my whole life through loving you, just loving you. When do summer, springtime too? Loving you makes no difference where I go or what I do. You know that I'll always be loving you. If I'm seen with someone new, don't be blue, don't you be blue. I'll be faithful, I'll be true, always true, true to you.
We'll be right back
after this quick message. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, if you're going to sit down and stare at me, I might as well go to bed.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
My propane tank is lit, the patties are formed, now it's time to turn up my Anita, my Angela, my Arlene, oh dang it, my Alexa. It's time to make my Blue Suede connection.
Thank you.
Another one that I kind of think is...
Yeah, there's several versions of this song. Yeah. He tried it so many different ways. Yeah.
You know, I guess how it works is before they even record their first take, they go over these songs in rehearsals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they think they've got something, that's when they turn on take one, and after they listen back again, I guess they figure, maybe that's not the one.
That's not it. I'm not feeling it. As Elvis said 340 times
exactly.
Before he picked the right one.
Hey, do you know what happened in the merry month of May in 1967?
Let's see. Elvis got married?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
On May 1st, 1967, at the Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas, there were 100 guests in attendance at the big wedding of Elvis Presley and Priscilla Beaulieu.
I love those pictures. They both look so happy.
Well, among those 100 guests, they got to enjoy this menu at the wedding.
Oh, no.
They had it was an early wedding, so they had ham and eggs on the menu.
Okay, uh-huh.
Southern fried chicken.
Of course.
Oysters Rockefeller. Now, see, I didn't think Elvis liked seafood. Maybe he did like oysters. I know that.
I don't know. He might have had that for guests.
Yeah. Roast suckling pig.
Mm-hmm.
Poached and candied salmon. They had lobster.
All right.
Eggs Minetti and six-tiered cake, and they had champagne on top of all that.
Yeah.
So there's the big wedding menu at the wedding.
That sounds like a
Elvis stomach
ache getting ready to happen there.
Now, on that list of foods, which would have been your favorite?
Probably fried chicken.
Southern fried chicken?
Yeah.
We're country folk, aren't we?
I know.
Rock and roll has been in for about 5 years. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's going to last because I don't know. But all I can say is that it's good. The people like it. It's selling. As far as rock and roll goes, I really like it. I enjoy doing it, and the people have really accepted it great, and it just makes me want to knock myself out to keep giving them something to enjoy.
Next.
around and wanna get my kid.
Once you enter the Blue Suede Connection family, forget about it. There ain't no getting out.
Left my home up in the hills, far behind me. I left my wife with unpaid bills. She can't find me. I'm trying out the world for size and find that it's not paradise. It's lonely. Whoa. So for 20 days and 20 nights I've been alone. That ain't right without her. City ways are strange to me. I can't make it, or it's not like it ought to be. And I can't take it. I've got to face the truth one day. A man can't always run away from trouble. No, not for 20 days and 20 nights. I've been a fool and that ain't right without. One day soon I'm going back. Will she still mind me? I've been out of line and off the track, but that's behind me. I kicked around and did it well, but I nights I was wrong and she was right, all alone, and I miss her.
Okay.
Well, you rock my soul.
Down in the bosom. Rock, rock, rock. Down in the bosom. You rock my soul. You
rock, rock, oh yeah. Oh, Lordy, Lord.
Whoa. Rock my soul. Don't you rock my soul.
Don't you rock my soul.
Rock, 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 down in the bosom. You rock my soul.
again, boy.
Oh, rockin' my soul,
don't you rock my soul.
You know, I think I would probably be a pretty tough school teacher.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, the reason I say that, because I realize, you know, the thing that we just shared before that song set there, about calling us and picking just one song.
Mm-hmm.
That's very hard to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's very hard for an Elvis fan to pick one song.
Sure, yeah.
But, I mean, you have so many to choose. But that's why I was saying I think it's kind of funny, because I was thinking, now, Dan, if you were listening and someone said, we need you to call and tell us your favorite Elvis song, what would I call and tell them?
I know what you'd call and say. You'd
what?
Say, reconsider baby.
That probably is, you can't lose with that. Great blues rocker, It's Midnight, or Woman Without Love.
Yeah, see?
One of those would
you
be yours. We know each other too well.
Yeah.
But it is a difficult question.
It is.
And it could change. You know, it might not necessarily be that song for me. I might be in that burning love kind of mood.
There you go.
Or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know. Speaking of which, you ready to do a little burning love?
Yeah.
Crazy. Don't go completely nuts. Now listen, I want to tell you something first. Last night I kissed somebody and I caught the creeping crud, you know? So if I got it, then you're going to have it, baby, okay? She said, I want it.
Don't want an old
a two hat, a two hole, a two hole tonight. Don't a silver dollar, a rabbit's foot on a string. The happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and give me the living and good luck, chama.
Someone in vain, the way that I love you, and baby I still do.
One,
I held you so tight, you were out of my sight.
Uh-oh.
I'm feeling so low,
I
gotta go, Blue River, because you never really cared about me. From now on, baby, that's where I'm gonna be, crying over you by the river of blue.
Yeah, baby, the fun has just begun. Blue Suede Connection is coming right back at you on the flip side.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
That T.L., she's sexy and she's got the moves. Oh, damn, well, he's a cool cat. Give them some Elvis tunes and you got a party, baby. A Blue Suede Connection party.
Tears are falling, but you know I hate to cry.
another alternate take. That's what it's all about here on Blue Suede Connection today. We're playing the alternate takes of Elvis's greatest songs, and there's so many to choose from.
Oh, it could go on and on.
Our alternate takes file is like 10 files long, 10 pages long. Yeah, I said, I'll pick this one all. We, you know, we could do 15 shows of this, you know. It's
and
amazing.
We do sometimes, on and on.
We use a lot of different groups and lists, you know, on the show, and songfacts.com, we've used them a few times in the past with different lists they come up with, but they have songs inspired by Elvis.
Okay.
Now, some of these groups I've never heard of, but you can find these on YouTube, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Ain't Dead, The Scouting of Girls. That's the name of the band, The Scouting of Girls.
Oh, wow, okay.
Elvis at the Wheel, Al Stewart. We've heard of Al Stewart. Elvis in Vegas, Meatloaf.
Oh, really?
That must be on one of his albums. Never heard that one.
Gotta look that one up.
I've heard this one. It's called Jesus and Elvis by Kenny Chesney.
Mm.
King of the Mountain by Kate Bush.
Okay.
The All-American Boy, Bobby Bear. Now, I've heard that
one. Yeah, I've heard that one, yeah.
Week Without You by a big Elvis fan, Miley Cyrus.
Aw.
Yeah, these are all songs inspired by Elvis. Advertising Space by Robbie Williams.
Oh.
Now, this is a strange title. Elvis on the Radio, Steel Guitar in My Soul. That's by The KLF.
Oh, okay.
And the last one I have on here, another weird name. Me versus Madonna versus Elvis.
By who?
It's called Brand New. That's the name of the band, Brand New.
We got to look some of these up.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity.
We're not playing them on Blue Suede Connection, though, I'll tell you that.
Well, no, but still.
We only play this guy right here.
Well, I can't stop her. I said I made up my mind. I'm such a long time. I can't stop wanting you. I said it's useless to say. Yes, it is. So I just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Oh, those high towers. Once knew. It's so long ago. They still make me blue. Oh, they say time, it heals a broken heart. Oh, yes, it does now. But time has to stay between the four. To live in memory. I'm such a long time. And I can't stop wanting you. And it's useless to say. So I just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
If nobody saw me or if nobody recognized me or whatever, or an asked for an autograph, to me it's just part of the business and I accept it. I think I would miss it.
Make me feel came your kind of love is a treasure I hold. It's so much greater than silver or gold. But to know that your love me brings fame and fortune my way. But to know that your love me brings fame and fortune my way.
Ain't that pretty?
It's beautiful.
You enjoying the show so far today?
I love all this. This is fabulous.
Have I shocked you with any yet? Has any of them surprised you, or have you heard most of the stuff?
No, actually, you did. You've got me a couple times already.
That's
huh?
what I want to hear. Bingo!
You like that,
baby.
Yeah, I know you.
That's what it's all about. We hope you're enjoying the show, folks. If you are, give us a ringy-dingy.
Call us at 540-227-0514.
It's all about Elvis and lots of love.
6 foot six stood on the ground.
Oh, yeah. How long you been singing, Jim? I thought you came out of a shell.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ba, 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 ba. Stood on the ground, weighed 235 pounds. But I saw that giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of man to gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him crying like a little whipped because of love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, like the wind that covers our land. Strong enough to rule the heart of any man, just think of love. It can lift you up, it can cut you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. She holds the young close to her breast, and I think, my God, this world was blessed. But I think of love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, like the wind that covers our land. Strong enough to rule the heart of any man, just think of love. You can let you up, it can put you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose, let it fall, laying soft against my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side,
the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong. I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Cause tonight I need a friend. Yesterday's day and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right. Yesterday's dead and tomorrow's outside, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't want to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't want to be alone. Help me make it through the night. Oh, I got a dirty, dirty feeling.
What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Let's do one more. Elvis, when you do that thing in the stop sound, when you sometimes you did like you were mad, like you mean, and that's a gag.
Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? I said, big boss man, can't you hear me when I call?
song. I'm gonna find me a boss man, one gonna treat me right. I work hard in the daytime, rest easy at night, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big. You know you're just tall, that's all.
Probably on one of my top 10 songs on my Elvis list of favorites. Mm-hmm. But we're doing all alternate takes. And you and I have talked about it in the past. Do we feel guilty? Do you think Elvis would get mad at us for...
I imagine he never thought that people would be listening to his, rejects.
All right. Well, welcome to hour number two, Blue Suede Connection, our little weekly party that we like to throw every week. And we are always so glad that you folks are with us. It's not a party without you.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up this hour, you still haven't talked about those Elvis-inspired cocktails.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's coming up real soon. And, folks, you're going to want to have a pen handy for these because you're probably going to want to try them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also got some required items at Graceland at all times, particularly in the kitchen, by Elvis himself. Stuff he just wanted on hand. And
yeah, I can imagine.
I could live in his kitchen. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And also, weird Elvis collectibles. There's some weird things to collect out there. We'll talk about that, and we'll tell you their value, too, at that, on top of everything else. So.
All right.
Lots of great Blue Suede Connection happening, baby. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
If I can never see you, if I can never hold you, if I can never touch your face or feel your warm embrace, I still remember talking, I still remember laughing, I still remember loving a lot, just touching you. Babe, I've not forgot, 'cause everything bring it back. You know it's just bring it back. A familiar place or a familiar face, just bring it all back. And everything bring it back. Good songs bring it back. And even after
after so much time, you know, everything's bringing it back. Figuring in my solitude, wondering about your attitude, thinking maybe that your love has died. But there it is, I can see it in your eyes, and you look a sweet surrender with a touch of too much sadness. Cause I hurt you so, you know your sorrow shows, you just can't stay. Oh, but you can't let go of everything bringing it back. You know it's just bringing it back. A familiar place or a familiar face just brings it all back. And everything's bringing it back. Good songs bringing it back. And even after so much time, you know, everything's bringing it back. And everything's bringing it back. Good songs bringing it back. And even after so much time, you know, everything bringing it back. Bringing it back. Bringing it back.
Though you are gone, I still wear your ring. They're playing the song we used to sing. Echoes of love, echoes of love are coming through out of the letters you wrote. I treasure them so, and I hear your voice wherever I go. Echoes of love, echoes of love. So in the patter of the rain, in the rushing of the seas, all I hear is your name. Come back, my love, and once you are here, darling, I know. No more will I hear echoes of love, echoes of love, cause you'll be with me right in my heart. Echoes of love, echoes of love, cause you'll be with me right in my heart. Echoes of love, echoes of love.
Can we ask your father a question?
Oh, sure.
Oh, the other Mr. Presley. At what point did you realize that your son was more than your son and now a very, very famous person?
It happened so fast, it's hard to keep up with it, you know. It just boom, overnight, and there it was. So I'd say maybe probably 1956, the first television show.
Do you have any regrets that
he's become that big? I tried to tell him sooner, but he wouldn't listen. No, I have no regrets. In fact, I have enjoyed it, really.
Well, all kidding aside, it happened very fast to all of us, my mother and my father and all of us. That, you know, everything happened overnight, and so we had to adjust to a lot of things very quickly.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right.
That's all right, Mama, just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama, any way you do. Well, Mama, she done told me, Papa done told me too. Son, that guy you fooling with, she ain't no good for you, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, Mama, any way you
to the very beginning, 1954. That's all right, Mama.
Nice.
Most people don't realize there was actually an alternate version of that.
Oh, I'm sure he did a lot of alternate takes, and especially in the beginning.
Absolutely, and we're glad he did it. We mm-hmm. did all these alternate takes, too, because we could do shows like this.
Yeah, exactly.
ElvisBlog.net. Weirdest Elvis collectibles. Now, some of this stuff, why you would want it, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Medical swab was sold at an auction for $468. It was obtained from a medical tech in 1967.
Oh, boy.
A signed cast by Elvis. In June 1975, he was doing a show. He saw a lady in the crowd during the show at the Hilton.
Uh-huh.
He stopped the music, went out of the crowd, signed her cast.
Aww.
Asking price for that cast, $1,700.
Mm-hmm.
A strand of Mr. Elvis Presley's hair sold for nearly $2,000.
That's unbelievable.
In 2009 at an auction.
How do they know that's his hair?
That's a good question. I guess you got to trust.
Mm-mm.
A horse blanket. A red horse blanket owned by Elvis Presley for his horse Rising Sun.
Mm-hmm.
It is in storage for a long time, and it's still there actually, but you can buy it for about $2,000 if you want it.
Oh, wow.
Elvis's TV remote for sale on ElvisOwned.com.
Oh, wow.
You can get that for $1,800. Elvis wrist x-ray sold for $3,500 in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
A dental crown sold for $8,150 at Omega Auctions in 2012.
Mm.
An exercise bike sold for $12,000 in 2008. And I don't think he used it a whole lot, but I think it's one of the last things.
So out of any of that, would you have bought anything?
Absolutely not.
Really? Not a single thing? I will say I might have done the signature, the signature, cast signature.
Possibly, maybe, but a whole lot of that, I think, you know, why? Why, people? Why?
Every man has a black star, a black star over his shoulder. And when a man sees his black star, he knows it's time. His time has come. Black star, don't shine on me, black star. Black star, keep behind me, black star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true. Black star. When I ride, I feel that black star over my shoulder. So I ride in front of that black star, never looking around, never looking around. Black star, don't shine on me, black star. Black star,
keep behind me, Black Star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true, Black Star. One fine day I'll see that Black Star, that Black Star over my shoulder. And when I see that old Black Star, I'll know my time. My time has come. Black Star, don't shine on me, Black Star. Black Star, keep behind me, Black Star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true. Black Star.
Hi, Dan, T.L. This is Bruce from Vinyl Void Radio, and an Elvis song that I can listen to over and over again, Kentucky Rain.
Seven lonely days and a dozen pounds ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know, I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph of some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? And we drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes, searching for you in a cold Kentucky rain.
Blue Suede Connection will return just as fast as you can say Bonzo.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, if you're going to sit there and stare at me, I might as well go to bed.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
This is Kevin from Greencastle, Pennsylvania, and I made my Blue Suede Connection. I love me my Elvis.
A very old friend came by today, 'cause he was telling everyone in town,
memory's a name, come play this flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were burning. I wished him luck, and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept repairing. What else was there for me to do? This girl was in my arms for me. She'd be my eternal lead. And Marie's the name of the latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were burning. I wished him luck, and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do? Day. This girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally. And Marie's name, the latest flame. Yes, Marie's name, the latest flame. Oh, Marie's name.
I'd say that's a bit different than the original.
Wow.
His latest flame. That's what it's all about today on Blue Suede Connection. We're playing all the alternate takes. Some we like better. Some we say it's good they stuck with the one they did.
Yeah, that's what I vote for most times.
But we all have opinions, don't we? We all have opinions of a good drink, and you and I are definitely experts at that. We have things we like. And you made us, what was that you made us this last weekend when on the deck?
Yeah, we tried out Dwayne Johnson's new tequila called Terramana Tequila.
Okay.
It was just, they call it the People's Margarita, yeah. Which I guess is his deal. I don't know much about him.
The People's
really,
Champion, that was his thing.
Was that his thing? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He's a big
good.
Elvis fan, too, by the way.
Yes, I know he is.
We talked about that while we were consuming his beverage.
Yes, we sure did. It was a good drink. That had his new brand new tequila, and it had some pineapple juice and some agave and Hawaiian sea salt.
And let me tell you, folks, she spiked mine heavily, and she took advantage of me. That's all I'm going to say.
Right.
All right, baby, share some Elvis-inspired drinks with us.
All right, well, we've talked about this several times on the show, from Elvis-related mudslide drinks to Elvis martinis.
Right.
So this comes from drinkfeed.com. These are three drinks you have to have if you're going to have an Elvis party.
All right.
So the first one's called the Gel House on the Rocks.
Okay,
this is two shots of Frangelico, a dash of lime poured over ice cubes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those that aren't familiar with Frangelico, that's an Italian hazelnut liqueur.
Okay.
It's got hints of vanilla and white chocolate in it, so it's very yummy.
She knows her stuff, folks.
So, number two, the Blue Suede Shoe. Not shoes, but shoe.
All right.
You're going to have, actually, this is kind of funny. It says one shot for the money and two shots for the show.
Oh, it works. All right.
That's kind of cute how they wrote that. Anyway, it's one shot of Southern Comfort, one shot of cream de banana, and one shot of blue curacao.
Okay.
Yeah. Pour over ice. Shake and pour over ice, it says.
Shake it,
all
baby.
All right. Shake it, baby. So, number three, the Elvis Presley. This drink is supposed to taste like a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Oh, my. That's interesting.
So, two shots of vodka, one and a half shot of hazelnut liqueur, one and a half shot of Irish cream, one and a half shot of cream de banana.
Mm-hmm.
You shake it and pour it over ice.
And that tastes like a banana.
That sounds
butter.
Really strong.
Now, of those three beverages, which would you want to try?
I would probably try the first one, the Gel House Rock with the hazelnut Frangelico.
Hey, you said it wrong.
What?
The Gel House on the Rocks.
Oh, that's right. Yes. The Gel House on the Rocks.
I love it.
I still like one shot for the money, two shots for the show. I guess the more shots you do, the show gets more interesting.
Yeah, you get hurt, drink too much of that.
Our love was true.
Still shy about it. I wouldn't sing in public for a long time, and I went for maybe a year. I just kind of forgot about it. I got out of school and I was driving a truck. I was dating a girl and waiting for her to get out of school so we could get married. And I was training to be an electrician because they make $3 an hour. You know, and I was very serious about it. I made the first record really as a personal thing for my mother. And that same company called me a year later and said, "We got a song that you might be able to do." It was 12 o'clock. I said, "Can you be here by 3 o'clock? I was there by the time they hung up the phone. You know?
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me, do you speak the same words to someone else when I'm not there? Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me? Every time you call me and tell me we should meet tomorrow, I can't help but think that you're meeting someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you are out of sight? Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me? Darling, if you love me, I beg you wait a little longer. Wait until I drive all these foolish tears right out my mind. How I hope and pray that our love will keep on growing stronger. Maybe I'm suspicious cause true love is so hard to find. Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me? Show me a girl with a dimple on her cheek, butter melts in her mouth when she opens it to speak. Show me a girl who is acting so refined, and I'll show you a girl with one thing on her. So I say, "You know what?" She said, "What?" I say, "What?" Oh, I'm not too angry in kind.
takes a lot, but I'm not the man. Don't kiss me, don't claw me, don't pet me, don't paw me. I won't leave my freedom behind. So I say, you know what? She says, what? I say, what? Oh, I'm not the marrying kind. I'm not the married kind. No, I'm not the married kind. No, I'm not the married.
There's an alternate cut from the Follow That Dream movie.
Love that movie.
I know that's one of your favorite songs, too, out of the movie.
Because mm-hmm.
I remember a long time ago, you know, we haven't played that song, Marrying Kind, in a long time. I never forgot that. Baby, what do you think made Elvis the superstar that he was?
Wow, well, his talent, obviously.
I wrote those things down. I wrote my four things: looks, style, talent, and he was different.
He was like a triple threat.
Right. The mm-hmm. reason I ask you that, USA Today, well, they come up with what they said are the 10 moments that made Elvis a legend.
Mm-hmm.
But I these moments are all important, but I think he couldn't have become a legend if he weren't those things that you and I just mentioned.
Mm, yeah, absolutely.
But they say February 6, 1955, Elvis encounters the Colonel, of course. 1955, Elvis signs with RCA, big event. 1956, Elvis signs for 6 appearances on Dorsey Brothers. November 18th, 1957, Elvis rocks the big screen with his first film, mm-hmm. Love Me Tender. Mm-hmm. March 25th, 1958, Elvis gets drafted. Now, I don't know if that made him a legend. I think it made him get more respect.
Yeah.
But he was already a legend by that point. May 12th, 1960, Sinatra welcomes Elvis home from the Army on his mm-hmm. special.
Yeah.
December 3rd, 1968, the comeback special.
Mm-hmm.
July 31st, 1969, Elvis returns to the stage in Las Vegas. January 14th, 1973, Elvis says aloha.
Mm-hmm.
October 9th, 1973, Elvis and Priscilla divorce. Now, why they would think that made him a legend, I'll never know.
That doesn't have anything. But I want to ask a question, serious question. Number one, the very first thing they said made him a legend was meeting Colonel and signing for Colonel Tom Parker. Do you believe that?
I have mixed reviews on it, maybe a little bit.
I say he would have been one.
He was already
whoever
rising.
Whoever took him.
He was already rising when Colonel Parker found him.
Yeah.
And Parker heard about him from the hayride.
I think any good manager could have done something
right.
with him.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe someone could have did better.
Yeah.
You never know. You know who's a big Elvis fan?
Who?
Ringo Starr.
You know, with this guy, I mean, he felt like the first teenager. You know, he was like the first guy my age, a little older, closer to my age. Doing rock and roll, and I'm like, oh, this is great. And I loved his voice, actually, and I loved the songs.
And I love it. Hi, this is Chuck in Cleveland. Love having Blue Suede Connection on the air here in the rock and roll capital.
Holy smoke, Atlanta saves your life. I never thought it could happen to me.
I got a star by the sweet on my feet. Oh, what a feeling from a mobile phone. It started in my eyes, crippled up to my head. I'm a loon of my heart. I'm a star, and I'm not. I got a star. Yeah, she had all that I wanted and more. And I've seen honeybees before. She started buzzing in my ear, buzzing in my brain. Got stung all over the field. No, I ain't a lot. I got stung. And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty pleased as we met. Cause you give me one little peck on the back of my neck. And I break out in a cold, cold. I hope that nobody sting me but you. I'm be buzzing like a hive of a day in five. I'm never gonna leave on the side of life, but I'm not. I got stung. Now I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty pleased to be mad, cause you give me one little peck on the back of my neck, and I break out in a cold, cold sweat. I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing right now, have a day in fire. I'm never gonna leave inside of life, cause I'm not, I'm not. I got a star. Yeah. Yeah.
No. Grab yourself a bottle of pop, cause Blue Suede Connection will be right back. Shazam.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, if you're going to sit down and stare at me, I might as well go to bed.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Pee Wee Herman here. You're listening to Blue Suede Connection.
Listen up, you mean? You're right straight. Stand by. Here we go. We're rolling. This is 2006. Take one.
And then I bet you you'll shake like a son of a gun. First you make the right connection, choose the one who's your selection. Though you risk your reputation, you'll increase your circulation to the finger. Take a chance and do your finger. If you dance it, fever get you, and then I bet you you shake like a son of a gun. Oh, and keep your shoulders busy like a wheel spin till you're dizzy. Kick your heels when you've the notion. Shake and shimmy, that's the motion. Do the vega, take a chance and do the vega. If you dance it, you'll have fun. The fever gets you, and then I bet you you'll shake like a son of a gun. Shake like a son of a gun. Shake like a son of a gun.
So what do you think that looked like, the Do the Vega was supposed to be a dance?
You know what? For those who don't know, that was scheduled to be in Viva Las Vegas, that song. Mm-hmm. So it was obviously going to be a video scene. I just picture that club they're in, you know.
The lyrics of the song say, roll and keep your shoulders busy,
mm-hmm.
like a wheel spin till you're dizzy, kick your heels when you've a notion, shake and shimmy, that's the motion. Now, how you put all that together?
It's a shoulder dance, that's all I can figure.
And
I don't
kick,
know.
You're supposed to kick at the same time?
I might be able to do that if it's just a shoulder dance. Well, a little kick in. I could probably do that one.
Kick when you got a notion.
I'll bet you Patrick and Lori Smith could do it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because they're good friends of ours, and they got music, they got rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't forget Brother Allen. The reason I'm saying that is our friends, they've been with us since the beginning. Mm-hmm. Back before we were syndicated, Patrick and Lori were listening to us in Florida. Then they moved to Arizona, and they've stuck with us for the last couple of years. And recently, Patrick sent me a little note on Facebook of a list he found of things that were required in Elvis's kitchen at all times.
Okay.
So I'm going to share this list with you. I like some of this stuff. Fresh, lean ground beef. Elvis always had to have that. You had to always have a full case of Pepsi. Hot and brown serve roll. He liked cans of biscuits, mm-hmm. at least six. Hamburger buns. He had to have pickles.
Mm-hmm.
He also had to have potatoes and onions. So far, I like his list.
Yeah.
Assorted fresh fruit. There's something you would appreciate. One I would, you wouldn't. Cans of sauerkraut.
Ew.
He liked to have wieners on hand at all times. At least three.
What? Say that
wieners.
Again.
Wieners. At least hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Yes, hot dog. Ooh. At least three bottles of milk. They had bottles back
Lordy.
Then. Half and half creamer. He liked thin, lean bacon on hand at all times. One condiment he always required was mustard.
Mm.
He liked peanut butter. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh hand-squeezed orange juice.
Yeah.
Banana pudding to be made at night.
Yeah.
He wanted it fresh. No stale banana pudding. He wanted ingredients for making meatloaf and sauce at all times.
Yeah.
He had a hankering for meatloaf. He wanted it then and there.
You know, he ate meatloaf one time for a month
I
for
heard
dinner
that.
Every night.
I could do that. Ice cream. He always wanted to have chocolate and vanilla ice cream on hand. Shredded coconut. Fudge cookies. Always cigars and cigarettes.
Mm.
Fresh mint gum and matches. So there you go. He had to have those things at all times. So.
Oh, my.
Anything on there that tickled your funny bone?
Well, I would have guessed Pepsi and, of course, the meatloaf and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and I got along great in the kitchen. I can tell you that right now. We'd have been buddies.
Oh, yeah?
We'd have been chowing down, man.
Oh, wow.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. But why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say. We can't go on together with suspicious minds. And we can't build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know stops by to say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? But here we go again, asking where I've been. Can't see the tears are real, I'm crying. We can't go on together with suspicious minds. And we can't build our dreams on suspicious minds. Oh, let our love survive. I'll dry the tears from your eyes. Let's don't let a good thing die. But honey, you know I'll never lie to you. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
what you doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Don't you know I'm caught in a trap? What a wonderful life, this life I'm living. Life's good to me. It's a wonderful road. It's a road I'm traveling. It's a wonderful road. Heading beyond the hill. Oh, yeah. Oh, it may go straight or it may detour. But one thing that I know for sure, it's a wonderful life. Life's good to me. To me, don't know where I'm going, don't care where I'm going, like the boy in the blood I go on, laughing the day away, loving the night away, till the moon is gone. The wonderful life, this life I'm living, what a wonderful life, living the life I love, oh yeah. Good to me. Wonderful life. Life's good to me. Oh, what a life. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. I won't weep and I won't moan. Cause I found you and your love so true. And I'm keeping you for my own. Heads I win or tails I lose, I'm betting my heart to win your love. The day you kissed me, good luck was with me, and I thank my luck as high as above. I'm not the kind to play for fun. I only play for keeps, and I'm keeping all the love I won. The loser has to pay the score. He lost you, and I found you, and I'm keeping you for me.
Well, that 2 hours just goes faster every week, doesn't it?
I want to start over.
I know. I was really getting into the show today. I get into them every week, but I was really enjoying all these alternate takes. I mean, yeah. I put the show together and heard them, but once I just start rolling it all together and we listen to it again, I feel like it's brand new to me again. And
that's right, yeah.
I'm just having fun. But that's what Blue Suede Connection is all about. You know, real quick before you say your goodbyes, once again, I like once in a while we talk to people about why we do Blue Suede Connection, mm-hmm. and recently you posted something on our page about that.
Yeah, I updated our website with our mission statement. Somebody asked me, what was your goals? What's your mission as a show? And I thought it was good to let everybody know that our goal is to keep Elvis's music free on your local radio dial like it was when Elvis was alive.
I think we do a pretty good job at it.
Yeah.
And we hope that you enjoy what we do. It's for us fans, and it's for Elvis first and foremost.
Yes, absolutely.
He so deserves to be heard, and there's so much great music as you heard today. And as long as we can breathe, we're going to keep on doing this, huh?
Exactly.
All right, and we thank all you guys for all your support, too, with the show when you buy our T-shirts and things like that.
Exactly.
That really helps us to do what we do. Any mm-hmm. closing words, babe?
Well, I just want to thank those folks that have called us. We keep saying that number over and over again, which is 540-227-0514. But we had a nice lady call us the other day. Her name was Lulu. We played her at the very beginning of the show, and I just love her. Love you, Lulu.
Call us, folks. We love you, and we thank you for being part of the party. And we're going to do this all again next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Here's the king of the whole wide world.
Rich man wants the pearl, but the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the wide world. Come on and sing. The poor man just wants a girl, but the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the wide world. Man wants to be a king, but the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the wide world.
Wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.